Yeah.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hi.
Doing good?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. You know, thank you for asking. I appreciate that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you've been talking here with Tara, and she does an amazing job, you know, going over the basics. In fact, I'm just pulling up some notes she sent over to me. Before we do jump into that, was there any questions that you had as far as like where we do the placement or how it works? Anything I could answer?
No, not really. I think I got a good understanding of it.
Okay. Okay. If I could ask you, I know you've been in business 5 years, right? And she mentioned that you're covering about a 10-mile radius, correct? For new customers? What marketing, aside from the website that I found, what other marketing are you doing that is helping you generate more new business?
Angie.
Okay. Yes, I'm familiar with their program. Did you recently start with them, or has it been a good minute?
No, it's been a while.
Okay. Okay. And then let's take a look here. And then the website, I did see that. And you got great reviews on the Angie's listing I just pulled up. Okay. Now, is the work that you do more, would you say, the maintenance side of it, or do you also do a combination of hardscaping as well?
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything right now. I'm just trying to target mowing because it's the beginning of the season.
Yeah, yeah. It's the season, right? I was just going to say, right? From the winter that just happened. Okay. Okay. And then, and the Angie's listing, are you doing their opportunities or their pay-per-lead program?
Both.
Oh, okay. Which one do you like best?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I think it's the leads are probably the better end.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and I find some people say that the opportunities are better. I don't know. I guess everybody has their own opinions, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the main reason that we were reaching out to you today, this evening, Nick, is because we have this position that opened up and we're looking to fill it with a company that's a good fit. Now, I do see you have great reviews on your Angie's listing. You got the website, a little bit of online presence. But from what I can tell, and I think at the very least, we could both agree that you do quality work. Or at least that's what I'm reading, you know, on your reviews. And
that's
the kind of company we're looking to work with. You know, once we start to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we do close out this category, which means that we won't work with anyone in your territory offering the same services. And this is why it's exclusive. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Facebook? Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
Yeah, it's just I've tried like some sponsorship through them, and I just feel like it's not the right, I don't know. It's just either it's not hitting like the right audience or, you know, people aren't looking for it on there.
Okay. Well, one thing I will say is this, what I have found is that Google and Facebook work very well together hand in hand, right? There's a particular package that I was looking at, which is our Platinum package, because it includes both the Google and the Facebook marketing. So not only would you be on the first page of Google in the local map section, which is where 90% of searches will start and stop, but you would also be listed on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Now, we do Facebook advertising, where as soon as that search is performed on Google and then they're on Facebook looking at pictures or stories, that's when your ad would appear. That'll also help you reach more new potential clients. And we retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location so that once they click on it, they call you. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results. We do also make sure that your website is attached, and we cover the mobile platform that covers iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice searches. This package would pretty much cover all of your bases. It is offered to you. I'm putting you in for an established business credit. So basically, what you're looking at is $299 a month. And that's a monthly program. There's no contracts, but we do ask you for a 3-month verbal commitment to stick it out with us for 3 months, but you pay monthly.
Sure. So, and that's for Facebook and Google, you're saying?
Correct. With the Google local listing first page, the Facebook ads, the directory submission, and then the mobile platform. So in other words, you know, like when you ran your Facebook ads, you were incurring click fees, right? So you would set like a budget. Well, with us, the $299, $100 is going to your Facebook ads that we are managing throughout the month. So you're not incurring click fees because you're paying us a flat rate. Make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
What if, so if I wasn't interested in the Facebook, then what would the package go to?
There is a package that I could offer you, and it's actually our local only, but it is based on a 3-month prepaid, okay? But the local only basically includes everything but the Facebook advertising. Okay, so you'll still get the first page, local listing, right? The directory submission being local, your website would be attached, and then the mobile platform. That one is $537, and that's for 3 months. So you're not having a monthly fee coming out because you're paying that upfront, and that would be $537. Okay. That would be the only other option. I would not offer you Google Ads because I'll be quite honest with you, Nick. Google Ads isn't going to be, for me, I think with your company, it wouldn't be the best option for you, the Google Ads. They're pretty expensive. You know, you're looking at those being like $499, and I don't feel that's what you need. So the local-only one would be a good option for you, you know, if you're not interested in the Facebook ads.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Can I think about it overnight and just think if I want to do the with the Facebook or without?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even if you were interested, like if I could ask you this, what about the $299 do you not like? Is it the monthly payment? Is it, you know, because you've done Facebook ads on your own?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason why,
What did you allocate when you were managing them? Like, what were you allocating to them, if you don't mind me asking?
I tried, more recently this year, I've tried, I don't know, I think I tried like a 5-day... $50, I think.
Okay.
And it barely got, I didn't get like, I don't know, maybe 50 clicks. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, wow.
I don't remember off the top of my head. I could look at the dashboard, but I just don't think like people like go on Facebook and, you know, it like pops out and it's like, oh, I better. I feel like it's something somebody would rather search. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're like, they're not like, oh, let me call this guy. Yeah, I get it.
If it's a product or something, like I feel like people are more opposed to like purchase a product they see on an ad more than a service.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, let's just be real. The people that are on Facebook is usually more the younger part of the community too. So
you're like, I want the guys that own houses right now.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. So then,
yeah,
a lot of, you know, a lot of older people are established and they have houses. I mean, they're not really on Facebook.
Yeah. Then a really good option for you, I would say, would be then doing that local only package, but you'd be, you know, I mean, I don't know how you feel about paying the $537. I mean, you're not going to have that monthly payment coming out, but it does cover you for 3 months.
Right. Yeah, no problem on that. I mean, I pay more to Angie than that.
I I'm sure you do. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not going to say that you don't, because I know that they can be pretty pricey, right? But you can at least say that you're getting that return on what you're investing, right? At the very least.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to hear.
For sure.
Quite honestly, that's what I want to hear, because surprisingly enough, I'll let you in on a little secret. You might already know, but it's pretty unique on Angie's part. So what they do is they run ads that'll say like 25 best, you know, lawn care maintenance companies near me or what have you, right? And they run those in an area where there's a heavy surge, and that's where they capture the leads that they're now turning around and selling to you and to your competitors, right? They grab them off of Google, okay?
Right.
Do you have insurance, Nick? At least $300,000 in general liability? Okay. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, because there's also a package you might qualify for. You could pass a background check, right? Last 7 years, no felonies? Okay.
No problem. Yeah.
So there's this program, and it's called Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed's pay-per-lead program. Okay? Now, their leads are not like Angie's leads. These are leads that will actually come to you in the form of a phone call. You are not sharing them with anyone. Okay? They're only sent to you. They require for you to pass the background check, last 7 years, no felonies, and to carry minimum $300,000 in general liability insurance, which you mentioned is what you carry, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, $1 million coverage.
For that program, okay, the lawn care covers lawn mowing, maintenance, irrigation system, maintenance, repair, lawn pest control, mulching, seeding, sod installation, weed control, and yard cleanup. Sounds like you probably do the majority of those. Do you do irrigation?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. No? Okay. So, this program has a one-time $250 application fee. They send you the application, you fill it out, upload your insurance document, submit the application, we push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay? Now, to get approved takes 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen some people in 3 weeks get approved. I will tell you this, that it depends how quickly you submit the application and respond to your background check. Once you are approved and we call you to notify you, there is an activation budget to turn on the leads. That activation budget is a minimum monthly budget of $312. That's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads, okay, are $24.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the kicker on it. You just said, I don't do irrigation. Let's say someone called you to install some irrigation for them.
Mm-hmm.
Unqualified. They're going to credit that lead back to you. It's not a service that you offer. If they are calling to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, unqualified, credited back. What they would consider, okay, a qualified lead, is if you talked about price over the phone or you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that is a qualified lead. And in fact, Google has an AI system set up, because you'll have a tracking number linked to your phone, and it will identify the qualified and unqualified. But you and I both know, okay, sometimes one can slip through. We have a team managing it.
Yeah.
So if one went through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google to get that credited back to you. Now, Nick, let's say you only got one lead in the month. What's left over from that $312 budget is going to roll over. So now that means the following month you're paying $24. So basically you're paying for the lead that you got the month before because it rolled over. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can shut off those leads whenever you need to for as long as you need to. You're going on vacation. You're backed up on work. Shut them off. Turn them back on when you're ready to start taking on more leads. So you can control it more, right? And it's a really, really great program, but you do have to have that Google Business Profile, because that's also one of the requirements. But it's a really great program for you.
So when you
say
Google Business Profile, do you just mean when somebody types me in, I pop up like with my page?
So I'll give you an example. Someone puts in lawn care maintenance near me, okay? At the very tippy top of the search results, they're going to see sponsored Google Verified. That's Google's pay-per-lead program. Then they see the Google-sponsored Google Ads, and then they see the Google Local Map. So you actually can do the Local Map and the Google pay-per-lead program because you would qualify for both of those. I wouldn't recommend the one in between those. The Google Ads, they're expensive, and it's you got to invest a lot to get a good conversion rate. The reason that I'm telling you about Google's pay-per-lead program is because if you do well with a program like Angie's, I mean, I get it, you pay-per-lead and you're sharing them, but that tells me as long as you got them on the phone, Nick, you're good at selling your services. You can close a job.
Right.
You just need them on the phone.
Yeah. That,
and that's what you've been doing.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But like I said, you can start with that local-only package, paying the 3 months at $537. The other option would be is doing this Google Guaranteed pay-per-lead program, right? But complement it, you would have to have that Google Business profile as well. So that would require for you to even do the minimum of the local-only package with us. So technically, you could pay $199, right? And then the $250 application, right? And then you just pay that $199 every month until you're approved for the Google Verified. And then when you turn on your leads is when you pay the activation budget. So those would be two options for you.
Okay. So what, so first you said, I thought the other one with the Facebook was how much? $300?
The one with the Facebook is $299 a month, right? And I know, you mentioned, you just don't really find people like the homeowners going on Facebook, right? Saying, oh, there's that ad. Let me click on it, right? So if you're more interested in the Google, okay, which I would say you could do actually the local only, right? You pay 3 months, it's $537. But if you're also interested in Google's pay-per-lead program, then you'd be looking at that application fee of $250, and then depending on, you know, when you get approved for that program, you would have the activation budget to turn on the leads.
So I would have to pay, that's what I was confused about, because you said $500 and change for 3 months.
Yeah, so are you in front of a computer?
I pay an application.
Are you in front of a computer?
No, not currently, though.
Okay. All right, so $537 is going to give you 3 months of Google's local SEO, Google Business Profile, right? It's called the GBP. Okay. That's giving you 3 months of local SEO, directory submission. It's going to give you also the mobile platform, Yelp, Bing, Apple Maps, right? Now, there is another program that is called Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed, completely separate of that 537, because that program is where you pay per lead. There is an application fee for that program of $250, and you fill out the application, you go through the background check. Okay. Once you're approved, then there's an activation budget to turn on the leads, which would be $312. And that would give you up to 13 leads in a month. So when one of those calls from that program comes in, it'll deduct it from the budget. And you'll know it's a call from that program, Nick, because it will say Google lead incoming. It says something like that, right? So that's how you know
it's a... So where does the other... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay.
Where does the other $199 monthly come from, though?
Because in order for you to be a part of the Google Verified pay-per-lead program, you have to have a Google Business Profile page, right? You have to pass the background check and have that insurance. So if the other option would be, and I kind of call it, it's like the local SEO with the Google Verified, okay? Rather than you paying $537 up front, you could pay the local SEO at $199 a month, and just pay that application fee to get the leads, right? And then once you're approved for the Google Verified, because see, you'll have that $199 every month. That's covering your local SEO.
Yeah.
You can do it that way.
I didn't know.
I know. It's kind of confusing, right?
That was the confusion. Because I thought you were talking $530.
You're like, what the heck? Now I got another $199. No. Now, if you wanted to do just the local only is, it has to be on a prepaid.
Yeah. I got it.
But.
I understand though.
If you want the local only and the Google Verified, you could pay the local only at $199 a month and pay your application fee. And then once you're approved for the Google Verified, then it's a matter of you activating your leads. But you would have the $199 coming out monthly for the local SEO.
Sure.
Okay.
Or I could just pay it up front and save $70.
You could. I mean, listen, I'm a girl. I like to save even if it's $5. You know, my husband laughs at me. He's like, why did you go to that store on the whole other side? And I'm like, Anthony, because I'm going to save money. I'm going to save at least $10 going to that other store. And he's like, but that just doesn't make sense to me. He's like, why did you do that? I'm like,
I get it.
Know, it's okay, dude. And then he's all, well, you spent more gas. I said, no, I didn't. Because technically, it's literally across the street. You know, so if I could save $5 or $10, especially with these gas prices, trust me, I'm going to do it. You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
So, yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that would be the option. Okay.
Well, let me, can I think about it? Can you give me a call back tomorrow?
Yeah, what's a good time for me to call you tomorrow? Because you're my last call anyways.
Either early in the morning or later in the afternoon. Would be fine.
What's early for you in the morning? I can accommodate you in the morning. What time?
Well, what time zone are you in?
Well, I'm 3 hours behind you. I'm in Cali. Lovely California.
Well, you're not going to call me. You're not going to call me early, though.
Well, trust, listen, let me tell you, you don't even want to know what time I wake up in the morning. I'm literally up, like, I don't sleep. Now that I'm older, I believe my mom when she says, when you get older, you don't sleep as much. And she was so right. Like, I, like, literally go to bed. Like, sometimes I tell my husband, I feel like I have insomnia. But literally, I wake up at, like, 4:30 every morning on the dot. Like, no joke. I'm all, okay, it's either God wants me to pray or you want me to start making you breakfast because you're hungry. And he just laughs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I typically start my day at 7, but I have some clients that are back east where I've had to call them, you know, accommodate them by calling them at, like, 8 in the morning. Which, I mean, that's 5 o'clock for me, which is not a problem, you know. I just let my manager know that I have to make a call earlier, is all. So that's why I said I can accommodate you.
I don't know, whenever you, I guess either whenever you get on or it could be later in the day, that's fine too. Usually
typically my day starts at 7, which is 10 o'clock your time. I mean, I can call you at 9:30 if that works. You let me know. Or earlier. It's up to you, Nick.
Usually I'm pretty tied up in between like 8 till about 3.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
So
it's
do
either,
you prefer I call you like at 4? I mean, I don't know. What works for you?
Yeah, that's fine. 4 is fine.
Okay.
I
could do
that. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. So I'll give you a call then tomorrow at 4. You know, this way you can take care of what you got to take. Taken care of, and then we'll just go from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just think about it for tonight because, you know, it's just I added on top of what I'm already paying for Angie's. It's the only thing. You know, because basically what I'm trying to do is start a second crew. So,
okay.
That's why I'm looking for more opportunities.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm telling you, if you do well with a program like Angie's, you're going to do well with placement on Google. Most definitely, especially even with Google's program. But I know that, you know, it's got to make sense for you too. But here's the thing, Nick, and this is the most important. I need you to look at this as an investment. That's what I need you to look at it as. Not another bill, because that's not what I'm trying to generate here for you. I'm trying to generate this as being an investment. Okay?
For
Did you? What did you think of that paper lead program? Does it make sense?
Yeah, but the only thing that I don't know, I'll have to. That's why I kind of wanted to look into it a little bit and see if anybody I know has used it before. Because the only thing that kind of, I mean, I don't know, Angie has changed over the years because I've used them. Like, I used to use them when they were Home Advisor.
Home Advisor, yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely gotten better more recently, I feel like. I mean, I haven't really had a problem yet before, but I remember when it was Home Advisor, it was terrible.
You know, it's funny because I've had people complain and say it's still the same. And I'm like, okay,
really?
But yeah, I have one guy,
definitely
like,
not. I mean,
just last week, he was telling me, he's like, listen, I know that they got bought out, but let me tell you, it's still the same. And he was just like, I mean, he was saying some pretty nasty words about it. And I'm like, okay.
Well,
like, I just like,
it
let
also
him,
depends
you
on
know?
Like, yeah. It also depends on what field of work, too, I feel like. Because,
yeah.
You know, if you're building decks and doing concrete and doing this, I mean, mm-hmm. the lead fees are, you know, $150. I mean,
right.
8 years ago, I ran up $6,000 a month with them before.
Yeah. You might know some of these guys because I'm looking at the Google Verify just to see who's on there. Andrew's Lawn and Snow, Lawn Care, Snow Removal, True Green Lawn Care. Those guys are everywhere. Top Lawn Care and Landscapes, Weedman, Buffalo East, Rose City Assets, Carbon Cutters, From the Ground Up Maintenance, Green Lawn Mowing, Fox Pest Control.
No.
And check this out. They're
I know
in Rochester,
Fox,
right?
Yeah, but...
And those guys.
Yeah.
These guys, some of them, I would say more than half, have their leads off, and I can only tell that because they don't have their check mark on, and that tells me that their leads are on pause, right, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But there's not, like, a whole lot of competition on there. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. No, yeah,
yeah.
I think it sounds like a good program for sure.
Yeah. It's a really good program.
Well,
hands down, I'll say
good.
It's one of the better ones. But I'll give you a call at 1, and then we'll just go from there. Okay?
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Nick. You're welcome. Have a good evening, okay? Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for
the
call. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.